Even though COVID-19 case numbers keep hitting new records, state governments in the U.S. are working to keep their economies open. Canadian provinces, however, are taking more drastic measures. At midnight tonight, Ontario will begin 2 weeks of online-only school, and it's closing bars, indoor restaurants, and gyms. Here's Ontario Premier Doug Ford.
The math isn't on our side. Based on the current trends, our public health experts tell us we could see hundreds of thousands of cases every single day. Over the past few days, we've started to see triple-digit admissions into hospitals every single day.
Let's turn now to Dr. Colin Furness. He's infectious disease control epidemiologist at the University of Toronto. Dr. Furness, welcome back.
Good afternoon. Thanks.
Now, before we get to the new restrictions, can you describe the situation in your province now, as far as cases, as far as strains on the healthcare system?
In a lot of ways, we've turned out the lights. We don't know how many cases we have. We're unable to test. We don't have the capacity, and we've changed the rules to say, look, unless you are a healthcare worker or an essential worker, you're not going to get a test. So we don't know. Hospitalizations are up, but the problem is that's the thin edge of the wedge because, of course, they're a lagging indicator. So the hundreds of thousands of cases I think we're getting every day now are going to show up in hospital in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now. So we really are in a dark room.
Yeah, so I guess that means you may have a lot of residents, like a lot of states in the U.S., a lot of people walking around not even knowing they're positive.
That's correct. And really what we've been told is if you have symptoms, if you have more than one symptom, assume you have COVID and isolate. And I think that's probably the best possible advice, but it's an indication of just how dire the situation here is.
Now, over the weekend, you told the CBC that we're set up to be mass infected over the next several days. Do you think that's still coming, or might these temporary lockdowns prevent that?
They will mitigate it a little bit. Those comments I made referred to the plan to start in-school class in person tomorrow with no N95 masks for teachers, with no improvements to ventilation, and with kids wearing whatever ragtag masks they happen to have. And so to me, that looked like almost a deliberate attempt to infect everybody. And of course, teachers getting sick within a day or two would all be unable to report to work. So it was sort of a really bad way to shut down our educational system. I think we could do better.
Now, right now, these restrictions are slated to last about 2 weeks for schools and indoor dining at restaurants and for gyms. As you see the numbers, as best you can see them, is that long enough for the curve to flatten in your province?
It's not. We have a government that didn't want to close anything. And so I think the big step forward was to get them to just do a closure at all for any length of time. We were not going to need to close for months. I think we can measure it in weeks. Two is not enough. Three at a minimum, maybe four. I think this is not going to be a long-lived thing because no matter what we do, infections are moving through the province at a breakneck speed. Once Omicron's got everybody, it's got nowhere to go. So I think if we can just slow it down, which is really what we're trying to do with some of these restrictions, we'll be in a better place sooner rather than later. And I want things open. I want kids at school. I want businesses back to normal. But you can't do it by making everybody sick.
Yeah. And finally, I mean, for the people who come to you just for advice on how I get through this next month, what do you tell them?
One thing I've said a few times is use whatever agency you have, because not everyone does. Some essential workers, have to send their kids to daycare and can't afford to miss work. Whatever agency you have, take care of yourself, protect your family. Try and keep it at bay. Do the best you can. The more we do that, the better we'll all be.
That's Dr. Colin Furness of the University of Toronto. Doctor, thank you as always for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks.